This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Be my friend, I send you soul, that's a brother.
An honor to be with you today, because long ago I answered my chosen calling in talent, which is all about giving help and assistance to the sick and infirm and those who don't want to become sick and infirm. It is fabulous. It's awesome to participate in a radio show forum where sick people tune in to get healthy and well people tune in to stay that way. Welcome, welcome everyone to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, here in the capacity of helping you to become your own best doctor most of the time. Now stick around, because coming up this hour we have our special features, the Health Alternative of the Week, Health Outrage of the Week. We also have a product recall of the week and a health mystery of the week, and also some news. We're going to begin this hour talking about somewhat of a controversial topic in the minds of some, not mine. I contend that conventional medicine, as we know it, as the AMA dictates to doctors, conventional medicine is mostly to blame for the baby formula shortage we have in the United States. At least 51% of the blame should be aimed directly at conventional medicine. That's my belief. The health of American children is often placed at risk shortly after birth when doctors discourage or fail to emphasize or fail to educate women, young men and women, who just have babies, the importance of breastfeeding, and suggest mothers raise their babies on baby formula. That's the medical profession doing this. Not all doctors, but the majority of doctors. It's gotten better over the last 50 years, but not enough. There are very few medical or physical reasons, short of bilateral mastectomy, why doctors should urge substitution of nutritionally deficient formulas, baby formulas, man-made baby formulas, for a perfect food like mother's milk. Granted, breastfeeding may be impractical for some working mothers, but that does not explain why doctors fail to emphasize and fail to educate about the benefits of breastfeeding. Many aspects of obstetrical intervention also mitigate against breastfeeding. Well, you had, you had doctors that are doing mostly unnecessary cesarean sections, mostly unnecessary episiotomies, all kinds of other medical cutting, slicing, dicing, and doing procedures. And many of them mitigate against breastfeeding. Another obstacle to breastfeeding, which helps drive the now baby formula shortage, another obstacle to the promotion of breastfeeding, are pediatricians claiming that mothers' breasts are too small to breastfeed, or mothers' milk is too thin and they shouldn't be breastfeeding. Get the formula. Or, oh, you have a cold, you can get sick, and you don't want your baby being breastfed while you're sick. Thus, ladies and gentlemen, we, as a nation, become too reliant on baby formulas, man-made baby formulas. The crisis is here. There are three main primary factors for the failure of doctors to urge mothers and young fathers to breastfeed their children. First, doctors learn very little about nutrition in medical school and are taught that baby formula is just as good. In fact, it's probably superior to mother's milk. Second, this belief is reinforced by the misleading medical journal advertising purchased by formula manufacturers. And finally, I believe medical doctors oppose breastfeeding for the same reason they oppose natural childbirth. It denies them too many lucrative opportunities to intervene and practice medicine. And thus, we as a nation become too reliant on baby formulas. There are lots of, you can have arguments about all of that, I understand. And rather than discouraging breastfeeding, directly and indirectly, conscientious doctors should be doing everything they can to promote breastfeeding because its importance is so enormous to both the mother and the child. In addition to breastfeeding providing nourishment superior to that supplied by man-made formula baby powder, breastfeeding strengthens the bond between mothers and children in a way that no amount of holding or hugging will achieve. And breastfeeding provides better bone maturation and intelligence development. That's been proven. Babies who are not fully breastfed for the first 3 or 4 months of life are more likely to suffer from infections of the stomach, infections in their ears, in their intestines, their air passageways. They are more prone to asthma and allergies. One of the most important benefits of babies receiving mother's milk is protection of infectious diseases that the mother has fought off through her well-developed immune system. These formula-fed babies are more likely to suffer a nightmare of illnesses that include diarrhea and colic and hives and eczema and dermatitis. The list goes on and on. And babies who are not breastfed are more likely to be overweight or have diabetes later in life. Now, how many times have you heard that or learned that? And mothers who do not breastfeed have increased risks of breast and ovarian cancer. I just wish one doctor one time, and I've never heard it, I've never heard this feedback, will say to their young mothers who just have babies, you know what? Not only will your baby do better on breastfeeding, but you'll do better. Did you know that you lower your risk of breast cancer and ovarian cancer if you breastfeed that baby? I've never heard a mother come back to me and explain their doctors have told them that. And other, of course, benefits of breastfeeding include saving money on buying man-made baby formula substitutes and for society on treating illnesses. Yet, many women feed babies with infant formula because they're told to. And thus, America should never become too reliant on baby formulas. It begins in the medical profession. We're not educating people from the get-go. Breastfeeding should start within the first hour of giving birth. That all infants should ideally and exclusively be breastfed from birth to 6 months of age, and that breastfeeding could continue, if they want, up to 2 years and beyond, if the mother so chooses. Hospital personnel don't like breastfeeding because it involves much more work for them and upsets their routine. And pediatricians don't like breastfeeding for the opposite reason. It means less work and fewer office call fees for them. And this is, this is a broad swipe, but it's not every doctor. There are many conscientious doctors today that work hard to convince their patients to breastfeed, but not enough. And I believe the majority of the medical profession still lags way behind, and I believe they're mostly responsible. Women face so many barriers to breastfeeding beyond failure of modern medicine to help educate them about the importance of this natural act, including the lack of public spaces for breastfeeding where women can breastfeed without feeling embarrassed lack of flexibility in working days or for breastfeeding women. And they're bullied and made fun of for breastfeeding in public. Widespread advertising of breast milk substitutes. And public policy that ignores the needs of breastfeeding women. New ways to promote breastfeeding outside the conventional medical system are needed, ladies and gentlemen. And I wonder how many obstetricians and pediatricians tell mothers that breastfeeding lowers the risk of diseases in the mother, as I mentioned. And the longer you breastfeed, the risk is reduced even further. And thus, too few women breastfeed, and America becomes reliant on baby formula vis-a-vis the crisis that we are in today with the baby formula shortage. It begins in the medical profession. But nobody wants to talk about that. That's for sure. We'll have finishing comments on this, plus the health alternative of the week coming up. I'm Dr. Bob.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Dr. Bob Martin here. Are you or a loved one fighting cancer and losing the battle? Are the current treatments being offered just as scary as the diagnosis? If so, don't worry. Dr. Goodyear at Brio Medical can help you. Dr. Goodyear is a world leader in holistic integrative cancer treatments using the most advanced scientific and evidence-based cancer-killing therapies to help cancer of all types and at all stages. Dr. Goodyear's ultimate aim of individualized treatment programs is to combat cancer on every level, to break cancer's cycle of resistance and invasion, effective treatments to achieve no evidence of disease. Brio Medical has a team of medical doctors who specialize in treating all types of cancer at all stages of cancer. Do not wait. Call Brio now. 844-411-BRIO. 844-411-BRIO. That's 844-411-BRIO. Or visit BrioMedical.com. 844-411-2746.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
Welcome or welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Now, coming up very shortly here will be the health alternative of the week. Stay tuned for that. Bottom of the hour, the health outrage of the week. I want to finish up, however, if you're just tuning into the program, I want to finish up with the issue of why it is that I believe conventional medicine is mostly to blame for the baby formula shortage. At least 51%. Many people believe it's worse than that. It's been building up for decades. And here we are. And I've been talking about the lack of education, the lack of desire in the medical profession to actually educate young men and women about the importance, if they're going to start their family, the importance of breastfeeding for so many reasons. If you're just tuning in and you miss that, it'll be in the podcast library on Wednesday at drbob.com. Let me continue, though, and finish, and then we'll get to the health alternative of the week. You know, health professionals with training in breastfeeding, including midwives, nurses, and doctors, and trained volunteers, can deliver the necessary education sessions and provide counseling and peer support to increase the number of women who start breastfeeding their babies right out of the gate. And this will help to solve the problem that we as a nation have found ourselves in, being too reliant on baby formula. There's always going to be baby formula. It's necessary. There are some women who can't breastfeed, don't want to breastfeed. For whatever reason, it doesn't matter, but way too reliant we are on breast, you know, man-made formulas, which are, substandard and not as superior as breastfeeding. And here's one important side note to remember. The FDA has been investigating this most recent crisis that we find ourselves in, investigating the drug company Abbott Pharmaceutical in Michigan, the baby formula manufacturing facility, for nearly, I don't know how long, for months and months, I guess, since the recall went into effect, but it was only days after the formula shortage became a full-blown crisis that the FDA, once again, sleeping at the wheel, the Food and Drug Administration, sleeping at the wheel, arrived at an agreement with Abbott to bring the Michigan plant, I guess that the one that controls all things related to baby, man-made baby formula. Somebody said 40% of all the baby formula comes out of there. Can you imagine the monopoly they own there? Wow, I want a piece of that action. Not to bring this Michigan plant back online. Was the timing a coincidence, or was the pressure so intense on the FDA to reach a resolution with Abbott that it did so before completing its thorough investigation into the bacterial infections and the deaths that led to the plant's shutdown in the first place? I'll just leave you to ponder that answer. Now, besides talking about the problem that I believe exists, conventional medicine mostly to blame for the baby formula, I also want to provide a solution here, and that is that we need to get more health professionals trained up and on board with breastfeeding teaching. There's also lots of resources, the WIC breastfeeding program online. You can get help through La Leche League International, the International Lactation Consultant Association, even the HHS, Health and Human Services Office for Women's Health, can help women get the resources and the education so that they understand the very vital importance of breastfeeding and not having to rely on man-made baby formula, which is inferior to breast milk. We're glad we have baby formula to fill it in when mothers otherwise cannot or will not breastfeed. I get that. And I'm not casting aspersions to in any manner that women should be shamed for not breastfeeding. That's their choice. But here we are with this dilemma, a nation who is crippled in being able to feed those babies the formula that they otherwise had become accustomed to and relied upon. We're having to ship it in from Germany. There's been deaths already. So this is why I am blaming mostly the medical profession, which you are not hearing about in the lamestream media at all. They're pointing fingers at everybody except where it began, and that's education with the healthcare system, which is really not a healthcare system, a sick care system that doesn't give a you-know-what about educating people about health and the importance of breastfeeding. And again, I say this with reference to there are many men and women in medicine who do this. They do a good job, and God bless them for that. But there is such a massive amount that I still see, and I've checked with many of my medical family members and friends. They just don't at all talk about women breastfeeding at all. They just, it's too much time to waste. Let's just do formula. Let's do that microwave oven, quick fix, instant potatoes. No, I don't have time to breastfeed. Oh, my breasts will be slinky. They'll drop. I don't want to breastfeed. It'll mess up my my breasts later on. I don't know. You know, just incredible choices and reasons. All right, enough said about that. Time now for the health alternative of the week. The health alternative of the week. You are invited to become a Regenivore. Regenivore. you've heard of carnivores, meat eaters. You've heard of herbivores, people who eat plants mostly, plant foods. There's now Regenivore. Regenivore is not a perfect product or a perfect supplement or a restaurant, but a name given to a person who eats to support their health. Regenivores, as in regenerate your body, Regenivores know that food we eat is directly connected to our health. The micronutrients in the fruits and the vegetables has declined over the last 70 years, including vitamin C, calcium, iron, phosphorus, and many other nutrients has declined, while proteins in wheat, rice, and barley have decreased by 50%. Studies show that organic crops and organic foods, fresh fruits and vegetables, consistently demonstrate higher levels of vitamin C, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, and other nutrients compared to conventional produce found in grocery stores. Supporting that are the phytonutrients you find in abundant supply in organic fresh fruits and vegetables, approximately 80% also of the United States. 80% of the antibiotics sold in the U.S. go into the livestock, the beef and the pork that you're eating, and that ends up in your body. As they feed antibiotics to these animals excessively to control infections and growth. I don't want antibiotic traces in my body from animals. You can find pasture-fed, non-antibiotic animals for consumption. Organic grown products prohibit antibiotics, and health experts find the need to prevent antibiotic resistance. We need to be doing more of that. Our soils are degrading at such a rate that the United Nations believes that we may have 60%, or rather 60 harvests left before it's pretty much lights out on the soil. That's 60 years. Natural grocers, the farmers, and you, the consumers, need to be working together to access nourishing foods and products to improve your health with the persistence that can no longer be ignored. In other words, please become a Regenivore by shopping and consuming natural foods, organic, 100% organic fruits and vegetables, which don't contain pesticides, fungicides. The soil hasn't been contaminated, so you're not contaminated. If you're looking for a store in your area, look for a natural grocer store. Natural grocer store. Check them out online. If you're lucky enough to have one in your community, naturalgrocers.com, and become a Regenivore. A badge you can proudly and loudly wear. Naturalgrocers.com to become a Regenivore. The health alternative of the week. Are you tired of feeling stressed with no energy and feeling out of balance? Hi everyone, Dr. Bob Martin here. You can experience vibrant health and revitalize your well-being with Tahiti Traders Noni Juice, the amazing adaptogen. Tahiti Traders Noni Juice can help you restore your body's natural balance so you can feel good again.
As you know, my name's Joni. I'm 35 years old. First things first, I don't like Noni. I love Noni. Okay. Noni has been literally one of the best finds in my entire life. Anytime I take a hiatus from it, I regret it and going right back to it because there's nothing else that compares. It is absolutely amazing. I'm a believer forever, honestly.
Tahiti Traders Noni Juice can help you heal, balance stress, and release energy and stamina, boost your immune system, and so much more. Look for Tahiti Traders Original Noni Juice at GNC, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most natural health food stores, or TahitiTrader.com.
Looking for powerful nutrients for optimal well-being and healthy aging? Think Polyphenol Defense from Terry Naturally. Polyphenols are nutrients found in rainbow-colored foods like fruits and vegetables, but many people don't meet the goal of 1,000 milligrams a day to support vibrant health. And what about those days when you didn't have a perfect diet? You're traveling, or life happens. Polyphenol Defense provides some of the world's most powerful polyphenols to help you fill in the gaps of a less-than-perfect diet. In fact, you get an amazing 250 milligrams of polyphenols in every capsule. And Polyphenol Defense comes with a money-back guarantee. Support your heart, skin, nerves, brain, liver, respiratory system, and more with Polyphenol Defense. Get Polyphenol Defense at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Everybody's gonna make mistakes, but everybody's got a choice to make. Everybody needs a leap of faith. Where are you taking yours? What are you waiting for?
Welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. If you're just tuning into the program, I want you to know that we have a health poll question we'd love to get your opinion of, and it has to do with sharing your bed with a cat or dog and the fact that there's a big polling company that polled 2,000 American pet owners to find out if they believed that sharing their bed with a cat or a dog, sleeping in the bed with the cat or the dog, improve their sleep, yes or no? We'll have the results of their poll next week after we get our polling data. It's over there at drbob.com, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com, and then the poll question. You vote on that, we'll gather our data and have that next week. And coming up shortly here will be the health outrage. But first, as I've been mentioning, you know, April showers and May showers are bringing, lots of weeds. New grass, new weeds, new tree pollen, dust. A lot of people are having allergy response, sinus problems, wheezing, watery eyes, itchy, runny noses from allergies. Look, you don't have to take over-the-counter or prescription medical drugs to relieve your symptoms of allergies. Do what a lot of other people are doing. Find out about clear nasal sprays for allergy relief and allergy problems, nasal problems. The one that I like is the Clear Max Nasal Spray with xylitol and capsicum. It'll gently clean and moisturize your sinus tissues, your nasal cavity, while providing congestion relief. So you don't have to take drugs internally or addictive sprays that cause rebound problems. Unlike other normal nasal sprays Xylitol nasal saline spray acts as a nasal cleanser and washes away severe sinus pressure and congestion by targeting the primary causes of nasal congestion. And the Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, Max Nasal Spray, will help to reduce tissue swelling from pollen, pollution, bacteria, and other irritants like hay fever. Drugs for allergy symptoms have a lot of adverse side effect potential, so why go there? And whatever you do, don't get an expensive nasal irrigation machine. I've had people tell me about these nasal irrigation machines they hear about on television. One person said, well, I got one. I sent it back because it felt like I was being waterboarded, tortured. So don't go there. Get a safe and effective nasal spray called Clear, X-L-E-A-R, Max Nasal Spray. You can find it at finer health food and grocery stores and drug stores such as CVS pharmacies, Rite Aid, Target, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, or you can hit their website to learn more at clearxlear.com. XLEAR.com. You're looking for Clear Max, M-A-X, nasal spray. And don't forget also, you heard him. Last hour, Dr. Peter McCullough recommending Clear Rescue Nasal Spray to help reduce your risk of developing, getting sick. A lot of people believe we're still in a pandemic. There's still a lot of rogue germs out there. And from an expert like Dr. Peter McCullough, internist, cardiologist, epidemiologist, and having treated so many hundreds of patients with COVID, him recommending the Clear Rescue Nasal Spray is in and of itself proof that that stuff works, gets results, and ladies and gentlemen, that's what matters. All right, enough said. Time now for this week's installment of the Health Outrage of the Week.
It's time for the Health Outrage.
It is outrageous. Oh, doctors and scientific experts speaking up about COVID-19 and alternative treatments are being silenced. Just like Dr. Peter McCullough, our guest. If you missed our guest last hour, you definitely want to get over to the podcast library. As of this coming Wednesday, we will have that interview there. My interview with Dr. Peter McCullough, his new book out, The Courage to Face COVID-19, Preventing Hospitalizations and Death While Battling the Biopharmaceutical Complex. Now, a recent report by the expose called The Coronavirus, COVID-19, One of the Most Manipulated Infectious Disease Events in History, despite the proof that other treatments could save lives, there have also been instances of intrusions into medical practice, such as attacks on medical experts, doctors who refused to follow orders and harm their patients with drugs they don't trust or prescribe, have had their medical careers destroyed, like Dr. Peter McCullough described last hour, and non-qualified individuals with money, power, and influence continue to have their say when it comes to health care. Dr. Peter McCullough, last hour, medical doctor, master's degree in public health, epidemiologist, cardiologist, a respected expert in the field, has successfully treated over 2,000 patients with coronavirus using a protocol for early treatment that other experts have ignored. And despite his success, he's been targeted especially by those who benefit by COVID-19 vaccines, which is outrageous. And earlier in the year, Dr. McCullough warned that the official pandemic narrative, fiercely guarded by the establishment media and social media censors, is completely crumbling. Thank goodness. Dr. McCullough has had his work published in peer-reviewed journals where he reported an 80% reduction in hospitalization and 75% reduction in deaths thanks to early treatment with the protocol that he developed. And so the outrage is, if this is the case, and he's not the only one, there are many doctors around the world, same thing, you can read about them. if this is the case, why doesn't the conventional medical system try to find out what they're doing to generate those kind of results? With early treatment, they don't even have early treatment in conventional medicine. They wait until somebody is so sick they need hospitalization, and when you're at death's door, at the door of the hospital, and you're already sort of 1 foot on a banana peel, and you go in and I don't even know where to describe that risk. It's good that we have hospitals, but you've got COVID going in there. It can be risky, certainly so, but if these doctors can demonstrate, and they have, and have published this stuff, such incredible results with patients, with that kind of percentage, why aren't more doctors running to adapt it? Why isn't the AMA investigating it, the CDC, NIH, FDA, all of them need to take a look at these other doctors who have dared to go against orthodoxy in reference to helping their patients in the way that they thought best. It's outrageous that they're attacked and their careers destroyed. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the reason for the health outrage. All right, coming up, we're going to be talking about pain. New research may explain unexpected effects of common painkillers. If you're on them, stay with us. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Dr. Bob Martin here. Are you or a loved one fighting cancer and losing the battle? Are the current treatments being offered just as scary as the diagnosis? If so, don't worry. Dr. Goodyear at Brio Medical can help you. Dr. Goodyear is a world leader in holistic integrative cancer treatments using the most advanced scientific and evidence-based cancer-killing therapies to help cancer of all types and at all stages. Dr. Goodyear's ultimate aim of individualized treatment programs is to combat cancer on every level, to break cancer's cycle of resistance and invasion, effective treatments to achieve no evidence of disease. Brio Medical has a team of medical doctors who specialize in treating all types of cancer at all stages of cancer. Do not wait. Call Brio now. 844-411-BRIO. 844-411-BRIO. That's 844-411-BRIO. Or visit BrioMedical.com. 844-411-2746.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision, and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us, at some point in time, have uttered the words, "I'm not seeing as well as I used to," or "I think I need stronger glasses." If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Dr. Bob Martin back with you. Thank you again for tuning into the program, ladies and gentlemen. If you are just tuning in to the final hour of the show, I want to call your attention to hour number one that we did earlier with Dr. Nathan Goodyear, who has two MDs behind his name. We discussed a potential anti-cancer natural breakthrough that researchers have discovered. And then we got into a discussion about how cancer can be helped in a non-chemotherapy, non-radiation, non-surgical way, how cancer patients can be successful by utilizing the integrative treatment protocols that are available at Brio Medical Center in Arizona, the state of Arizona. People are flying into Arizona to receive these treatments from all over the United States. In fact, people from outside the United States, so they don't have to go down to risky Mexico to get alternative medical treatments or fly to Germany or Italy to get these treatments. Available right here in the U.S. at Brio Medical Center. You can check out what they do and also listen to the interview in the podcast library. It'll be posted up on my website this coming Wednesday at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, drbob.com, hour number one with Dr. Nathan Goodyear. And then last hour, you definitely want to have your loved ones and everybody you know listen to the interview that I did with Dr. Peter McCullough, author of The Courage to Face COVID-19, Preventing Hospitalizations and Deaths While Battling the Biopharmaceutical Complex. That was an extensive interview. We covered a lot of ground, and everybody should hear that interview. That'll be in the podcast library, drbob.com, this coming Wednesday. Well, let's talk about new research now that may explain unexpected effects of common painkillers. Nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs. Many of you know about these. Many of you have them in your cabinet. Some of you are taking them right now, like ibuprofen products or aspirin, widely used to treat pain and inflammation. But even at similar doses, different NSAIDs, nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, can have unexpected and unexplained effects on many diseases, including heart disease and cancer. This study, by the way, was published just this month in the journal Immunity. Now, a new Yale-led study has uncovered a previously unknown process which some of these nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, how they affect the body. The findings may explain why similar of these painkiller anti-inflammatory drugs produce a range of clinical outcomes and could inform how the drugs are used in the future. But until now, the anti-inflammatory effects of nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs were believed to arise solely through the inhibition of certain enzymes. But this mechanism does not account for many clinical outcomes that vary across the family of drugs. For example, some of these NSAID drugs, like aspirin, may prevent a second heart attack, while others can increase the risk of heart attack, stroke, and high blood pressure. We've talked about it, ibuprofen and naproxen, Indocin, and other drugs like it. Some of these NSAIDs have been linked to the decreased incidence of colorectal cancer, yet regular NSAID or nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory use was associated with a 66% increased risk of dying from endometrial cancer. Various NSAID drugs can have a wide range of adverse effects on asthma and increase the risk of myocardial infarction, gastrointestinal bleeding, and renal failure. We know this. Now, using cell cultures in mice, Yale researchers have uncovered distinct mechanisms by which a subset of these NSAID drugs reduce inflammation, and the mechanism may help explain some of these curious effects that are now showing up. The research showed that only some of the NSAIDs, including Indocin or indomethacin, which is used to treat arthritis and gout, and ibuprofen, also activate a protein called NRF, NRF2, which is among the many actions triggered by these anti-inflammatory processes in the body. And this Indocin, a very common drug, or indomethacin, can increase your risk of fatal heart attack, stroke, and even have other risk factors. Researchers are now looking into some of the painkillers and anti-inflammatory drugs causing adverse dermatological problems, like these weird skin rashes that people develop, exacerbating hives and worsening allergies. But here's the good news, folks. You can successfully fight pain. We've talked about this before with something called Curamed. Curamed, C-U-R-A-M-E-D, Curamed Acute Pain Relief by Terry Naturally Vitamins. It's a safe and effective, evidence-based, science-based anti-inflammatory pain reducer without the adverse side effects from Terry Naturally Vitamins. Jot it down. If you know anybody who's on painkillers or anti-inflammatories, Curamed, C-U-R-A-M-E-D, Acute Pain Relief. It's risk-free. If you don't get better, you get your money back. Curamed is the latest drug-free innovation in pain relief and reduction of inflammation that works. And if you want to obtain it, you can go to their website at TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Or you can call their toll-free number, 866-598-5487. 866-598-5487 or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com for Curamed. C-U-R-A-M-E-D, Curamed Acute Pain Relief. And let's see if we can get some people to reduce their intake of these other risky drugs. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged Garlic Extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's DOCTOR Bob.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're in the final stretch of our program today. If you like what you have heard on the show today, please tell your loved ones, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. They have the opportunity to tune into the program as well. Same time, same place on the radio station you're listening to right now. If they're in another state or another country and they can't get the show, they can also listen online right on my website, live streaming audio there at drbob.com, DOCTOR Bob.com. All right, we blew by the product recall, so we're going to circle back and get that, then the health mystery of the week. So here's the product recall of the week. DGL Group recalls Hover One Superfly hoverboards due to fall and injury hazards. There's a software malfunction apparently in the electrical system that can continue to provide assistance to the motor, causing continued momentum when the rider is not actively controlling the hoverboard, posing a fall and injury hazard. The remedy? Repair it. How many units have been sold? Almost 100,000 of those units, those hoverboards, have been sold at Best Buy. So if you have one of these hoverboards, go over to Best Buy and let them know that. And, of course, it was manufactured in China. If you're going to do anything like this, hoverboards are something that's risky. Make sure you have your helmet, please, or you need to live real close to a real orthopedic surgeon or emergency room because you'll need one. All right, there we go. That's the product recall of the week. And we move from that over to the health mystery of the week. Dance is the greatest medicine of all. Experts say that doing a jive every day can reduce anxiety, help manage chronic pain, and even boost the quality of life of Alzheimer's patients. Star Vertran, a prominent scientist, writer, and former geologist, writes in the Washington Post that dance helped her get through tough, lonely times during COVID-19 pandemic, and experts agree that the activity can have positive impacts on the brain. And while there have been no links between regular physical activity and improved mental health, experts say that there could be some further benefits from dancing. Dancing, ladies and gentlemen, get the jive going already. If you want to reduce anxiety, help manage chronic pain, even boost the quality of life in those people who have already been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, dancing. Daily dancing has been linked to the lessening of these anxiety symptoms, managing chronic pain, and even the overall quality of life in people who are already suffering from Alzheimer's disease. Why these things work as well as they do? I don't know for sure. I don't think the researchers know for sure. They may find out someday, but for now, it is qualified as the health mystery of the week. All right, we've come to the end of the show. I hope you've enjoyed it. And I hope to have you back here next week, same time, same place. And until then, please make it a healthy day and a healthy week and have a healthy, safe Memorial Day holiday. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Be well.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.